morning, everybody, on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. And this morning, we're going to have a little music to take us into the weekend. Rich Berry is a guitarist based here in Baltimore who plays in a number of different styles, from classical to pop, and who has appeared throughout the U.S. in venues large and small. His latest CD is called simply Rich Berry Guitarist, and here's a little sample. This is music by Isaac Albeniz. Guitarist Rich Berry from his latest CD. He joins me in the studio, and he's been nice enough to have brought his guitar with him this morning. Morning, Rich. It's good to meet you.
Good morning, sir.
So how did you get interested in playing guitar?
At a very young age, my folks encouraged me to play an instrument, and I wanted to play the drums, but we negotiated, and they decided the guitar would be a nice fitting instrument, and there was lessons for it in my hometown. And I started.
So you were a little kid? How old?
I was four. I was very
really?
Young.
Four yes. years old? I mean, can your fingers even touch this, push the strings down at that age?
Not well, but there's a few surviving cassettes I've listened to that I could hear myself when I was that age and what I could do. And, I liked it. That was the most important thing at that age, is that does he enjoy this?
Yeah. What do you think made it stuck? What resonated with you about the guitar?
Well, I don't know if it stuck. It was in existence from the age four to the time I was 18. And my relationship changed with it, over those years. What made it stick, I think, is that I didn't just stick to one thing with it. I tried to play bluegrass, and I played country where I came from because it was popular. And when I was in high school, I was in a rock and roll punk band and kind of went down that avenue. And any time maybe the study of classical guitar, for example, which is now what I'm in, I don't know, it got old, lackluster, I would sort of switch over and do something that I felt drove me and go to that for a while.
Mm-hmm. And then did you actually abandon classical in those periods where you were playing bluegrass and
no.
rock?
No. There was always a teacher. There was always someone I was studying with doing lessons. So there was always, the Mel Bay methods and, the classical studies of Sor Giuliani and that I'm really blessed to always have in the background, whether I was really putting an effort towards it or if it was just sort of there, but at least it was guiding me to keep going.
Yeah. So as I mentioned at the top, you've been nice enough to bring your guitar and you're going to play a few tunes. That's really great. What do you want to play first?
I'd like to play a piece that's very common to this the classical guitar, the Spanish guitar. It's called Romance. It's a very common piece for guitarists to play, especially when they're younger. It's almost an elementary piece, but it's really a masterpiece, I think, of the guitar repertoire. And you'll probably recognize it. That's partially why I want to play it. It's so known that everyone hears the first part and go, I know what that is, but they don't know the name, but they've heard it. So it's very common.
So here it is, the Spanish Romance. Thank you so much. That's Rich Berry playing an album, playing a cut from his recent CD. That's the Spanish Romance playing for us here in the studio on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. Thank you so much, man. That was
absolutely
gorgeous. You mentioned the importance of your teachers. You always had a teacher. You always had a lesson to look forward to. You always had something you had to practice for. It's tough to when folks say, I'm going to teach myself how to play the guitar. I'm going to teach myself how to play the piano or the bass or something. It's hard to do that, isn't it? I mean, that discipline of having someone you're studying with really propels that endeavor in a big way.
I certainly would agree. It goes both ways. I've seen some incredibly talented musicians who never have taken a lesson, never looked at a book, and they have skills that I still haven't discovered and I haven't developed. But at the same time, the common most situations is that if it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert in the guitar, I would like to think that if you had a teacher, it might take 5,000 to get to that same 10,000 mark sometimes. And a good teacher, maybe even less. And, of course, it's really what you always put into it, and it's sort of your skill, maybe what you naturally have is technique. But that teacher, that guidance is kind of sometimes when you need it the most important element.
I mean, it takes a lot of hours, takes a lot of repetition, takes a lot of, you know, muscle memory, coming to a muscle memory place with your fingers. But that issue of making the guitar sing, which you clearly know how to do because you just made it sing so nicely in that Spanish Romance, that takes a while. There's a certain maturity that is required in order to be able to do that as well.
You know, I found that a lot of it, there's a maturity and a practice of performance. I'm admittedly a little nervous this morning playing this. I think the practice sometimes comes into playing pieces and how you play them in front of an audience. How you're delivering them is the skill that you really develop. And the skill you ultimately develop, too, is the psychology to say, I've done this 1,000 times. It's that internal voice that you develop, I think, is sometimes as important as the actual technique.
Sure. Well, let's hear a little bit more of this wonderful technique and tone on display. We really appreciate your bringing some nice music to us this morning on Maryland Morning. So what would you like to play now?
Absolutely. The next piece I'd like to play is Evocación by José Luis Merlin. This piece is a beautiful, it's a South American serenade, I guess is the best way to put it. It's part of a larger suite called Suite del Recuerdos. And in fact, when I was in school, I think I learned the whole suite because I love this piece so much. I really fell in love with it. It's so appropriate sometimes as an introduction to programs.
Yeah, he's an Argentinian composer, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, all right. So José Luis Merlin is from his Suite del Recuerdo. This is the Evocación. Rich Berry playing for us in the studio. That's the Evocación by José Luis Merlin. His latest CD is called Rich Berry, Guitarist. Rich will be playing a benefit for the Maryland Food Bank on Monday night at the Charleston Restaurant in Baltimore. Proceeds from that event will support the Maryland Food Bank School Pantry Program in Baltimore City. We've got links to Rich's website and information about the Maryland Food Bank on our website. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. That's it for us today. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.